now come back to the broadcast of John Stadmiller's National Intel Report. I'm Chris Gerner, filling in for John today. We're with Ed Waller. NCRepublic.org is the website. If you want to get the book Cracking the Code, go to LostHorizons.com. And let's just pick up, Joel, where we left off. Continue with your statement, Joe.
Yeah, what I was getting at is, like, Social Security number can be actually just a lot of argument going nowhere when we got a 14th Amendment that didn't even pass. Now, here's where I'm coming at. I've done one or two cases on it. I know what I'm talking about. The judge sitting on the bench can't even try you because he's not empowered except through that 14th Amendment. And if you challenge that up front, I can guarantee you, your case is gone. It don't matter if it's an IRS case, a traffic case, a Social Security case. They cannot answer that 14th Amendment question. Now, they can, but they won't.
Well, I agree with you, but you're getting back to the problem that I'm most interested in, is that everyone's going to have to do so much study. Ultimately, this needs to be fixed. Our republic has been stolen from us. Okay, it's that simple. We can prove it now. We know the processes by which they did it. The problem is when you go after these situations, you're dealing with some pretty high hurdles to jump in front of the Supreme Court because substantive rights have to be involved. You've got to have the right cause of action. And at this point, it's our belief that the cause of action we can go after is that even though we can terminate the legal relations with the United States so we can become citizens of the US of A again and get our rights back, we still have no political body in which to participate in the political process in. That is our birthright. That is what our founding fathers gave to us, is the ability to participate in the political process. So therefore, there is no remedy at law available to us other than the restoration of the legitimate republic.
Well,
you follow where I'm going?
Yeah, what I'm looking at is, like, for instance, take the Social Security number. It seems like everybody makes a quick statement that if you got a Social Security number, you've lost all your rights.
And that is, it's true. We can show it to you in the Supreme Court cases.
But who cares what the Supreme Court says? You see, you've got to also bust their butts. They're not God, and they don't pass law. This is another thing in what you call judicial review, where they have the power or not. But that 14th Amendment still busts them, just like it would the executive, all these executive
orders. On a case-by-case basis, you're correct, but it doesn't solve the whole problem for the nation.
All right, but
and I don't want my children to have to spend 5 years studying law to know how to beat the driver's license issue.
Well, I'm not interested in any particular issue other than the 14th Amendment did not pass, and then that's the...
We can prove that. We know that. It's one of our core issues.
This is where we go, then, because here's the problem, though. You don't even have to prove that. That's not your burden. If you're on the defense, it's not your burden to disprove it or prove it. You just make the challenge.
Well, we're happy that people are coming at it from all angles, and I'm just trying to let you know how we're coming at it.
Okay, I agree. I mean, I understand that. I'm just trying to say, it's a shorter cut. It's getting right to the where they'll just throw it out. Now, people are fighting these IRS people, and they're spending time in court. My cases just get chunked. They're not going to listen to it. They're not going to hear it. Now, I mean, that's to me.
I can go into court and get things done that, like you, that most people can, and that doesn't solve the problem. Right?
Well, it does if thousands times thousands of people do the same thing.
Joel, I appreciate your phone call. We'll be back to continue with Julie in Texas and Ed Waller. Stay with us.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadmiller.
And once again, this is Chris Gerner for John today. We're with Ed Waller. The website is ncrepublic.org. The mess continues. And we move to Julie in Texas. Welcome to the show, Julie.
thank you. Ed, you're always such a pleasure to listen to. What I called for, someone already asked, which was how to get the book Cracking the Code. So I'll just take a moment. I didn't want to just hang up and say I thoroughly enjoy hearing you. You are such a patriot and such a courageous man, and I hope you continue to do all the research for the future, because I can't seem to get people to understand that it isn't just an individual thing. It is for all of us. Where is the outrage of the people, the mothers, you know, the fathers of this country, that we have just been asleep and allowed our country to be stolen?
Don't you think everyone needs to do their own research?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And they don't.
My husband and I have been, I mean, there are stacks of books in our house you wouldn't believe. I mean, I get a hassle from my family because I buy all these books. And, you know, everything from The Creature of Jekyll Island and, you know, to, you know, I plan on getting Cracking the Code immediately. But we have tried to live free since 99. And, you know, it there's challenges, but thanks to people like Ed and their advice and other people out there, it's making it easier. And I just applaud you so much. And everyone, please send in a donation, a small donation, the first of every month, to keep these people on the air.
Wonderful.
So important.
Thank you,
Julie.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks for your kind words.
That number, 800-724-2719, to support the network. The pledge line, 800-724-2719. Richard in Alabama is our next caller, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. No question is too ignorant, listeners. We've been in the land of ignoration for many a decade. Richard, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Yeah.
I just got out of jail, and I lost a bunch of money in the municipal court. I filed a whole bunch of paperwork. I read the Cracking the Code book, and I wrote up some contracts and served it on them. And they admitted they never read it. And it was 14 pages long, and they never cracked it. They never read it at all. And they don't really care.
How long were you incarcerated for?
Oh, just a day and a half.
Uh-huh.
But they took away my driver's license. That's one thing.
Good.
Oh,
bottom.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Say thank you very much.
Well, I live in town, and now they're going to stop me everywhere I go. I know I'm going to get 1,000 tickets now.
Okay.
Well, I don't really know how to beat that thing. I just don't really know. But the, what we've done, we've lost. We as white people have lost. Let's see. I got it printed down here, this little card. We have a special race/nationality-based duty to prove our standing to dispute a false claim in international commerce, whereas the Mexicans and the other immigrants who have national citizenship and they have the protection of consular agreements that guarantee they will not be falsely accused of owing money or having false claims brought against them by a judge. Now, we, as individuals, are compelled to carry all these little pieces of ID that say that we waive that objection. And we admit on all of our little documents that we do not dispute the false claim. It's undisputed, and we just let it slide, and we're just sort of trapped, and the foreigners have slipped through the net, and they don't even really understand how lucky they are.
Well, most of these people coming from other countries have dual citizenships by the treaties that have been enacted in this United Nations system we're a part of.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's just right there, Executive Order 13107 of 98, Implementation of Human Rights Treaties. In the Declaration of Human Rights, it says everyone can leave his country, go back to his country. No
we
problem.
We don't have one.
Well, we don't
have a sovereign nation. We have a refugee camp.
We're a vassal state of the UN system at this stage of 2005.
We are in the same condition as a Palestinian refugee.
Well, after we lose the world war with China that's coming, we will be totally under UN control to pay reparations and get everything back to where they want it with our new currency and everything else.
There it is.
Well, that, I feel so much better now.
You're joking, I take it.
Didn't say the truth would be easy, but if you don't know it, you can't plan for it.
How do you plan for nuclear war?
Well, that's a pregnant question.
Big time.
Well, I appreciate any kind of book that anybody can throw my way, because the courts are constantly evolving and to cut down every little defense that we have. I need to know how to get rolling without getting tickets constantly, because no more license, and I don't guess I can move anymore.
No.
As a U.S. citizen, they can restrict your travel. As a citizen of the U.S. of A., Supreme Court's ruled it numerous times, you have a right to travel.
Well, the judges insist that they don't know the difference, and it's all silly, and they're not going to worry about it.
That's because your status isn't correct.
Yeah.
As a
That's
U.S.
true.
Citizen, and you've not, and they're not going to tell you, well, you didn't go get your status correct. Got to remember, this is all about money. They've got to keep the cattle on the plantation to milk them.
Well, I sure do love to read, and anything you can suggest for me to read, I'll try to
have something 2 weeks from now when I come back on. We'll come up with our suggested reading list.
Yeah, and I wish this program were later at night so that I could hear the shortwave. Because until the sun goes down, the shortwave is just blown away.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Very sorry to hear that.
If you could get on it later than 8, it would be great.
Well, it would really be nice if you could get a computer and hear it on the Internet, but it might be cost prohibitive for you.
Yeah.
But the Internet is... Wow, that is the key right now for everyone to, there's so much of a wealth of information on the websites, and the email communication is quite fabulous.
I have to go to the library, and they block a lot of sites.
I'll bet.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Severe blocking.
Yeah, I'll bet. And there's a control factor in place, right, Ed?
Oh, well, they can turn off the Internet at the blink of an eye.
Yep, that's
it. It's all laid in place now.
Mm-hmm. And where are we going to be after that? Well, we just tune into our shortwaves.
Well, we're going to see if the Americans are going to wake up then. That's what we got to do. Or are they going to say, oh, well, it's probably for our own good.
Mm-hmm. Well, Richard, I appreciate your call. Let's move to Paul in Texas. Paul, keep in mind the number, listeners, 800-313-9443. And hello to Paul.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you first to both you gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
For everything you do. My question is what will be the, I definitely see the benefit in becoming sovereign. Could you lay out, Ed, some of the benefits?
Okay, well, I never use the word sovereign.
Okay, well,
No.
I'm a little more ignorant. So.
Okay, now why is the reasoning behind that, Ed?
All right. A sovereign implies that you are your own nation, for all intents and purposes in international law. And how do sovereigns settle disputes between one another? Well, if they can't work it out, they go to war. And all these people run around saying, I'm a sovereign, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you, the U.S. government has declared war on them, and they've been losing because they use unmerciful force. You have to be part of a political body to have your rights protected. Now, here in North Carolina, we are part of the North Carolina Republic. It is a political body that was reestablished because our governor surrendered July 1st, 1868, basically vacating the offices that were the state. So we could just pick them up and run with them, and I pledge my allegiance to that state as a political body, and it has a reciprocal duty to me to protect my rights. If I were to declare I'm a sovereign, I belong to no political body, and then you get into the law of the jungle, and whoever can protect their rights has some. Because let me tell you, the U.S. government thinks they're sovereign, and if they have a dispute with you and you say you're sovereign, they will go to war. They have no problem whatsoever doing that.
Okay, wow.
What about the UCC and the straw man? Where does that fit into this, Ed?
Well, let me give you my opinion on that. And I went through the whole UCC thing a couple years ago. Okay. First of all, the UCC, the majority of it, makes things money that aren't money under the Constitution. So the majority of the UCC is unconstitutional. To the extent that that doesn't apply, I choose not to be a commercial character, a commercial person. So I restrict my signature. I don't get into contracts where the UCC would apply unless I'm specifically trying to do that. That gets into some areas, again, we don't really want to go into at great length here, but the whole UCC redemption thing is the initial attempt to reclaim your rights. And as it turns out, you don't have to do that. You can do what Congress set up in Title 8 and Title 28. And I'd rather go that way than trying to get into the UCC and, you know, redeem my straw man. And the U.S. government is a corporation. It operates under contract. There's a lot in the UCC that applies, but I don't recommend people go down that road because the courts have pretty much blown that away.
Okay. My question again was, what would...
Okay, Paul, keep your thoughts in place.
Okay.
We're going to commercial pause. We'll keep you over. That pledge line, 800-724-2719. Make your pledges, listeners. Keep this thing rolling. Keep in mind, listeners, we're with Ed Waller. NCRepublic.org is the website. Paul in Texas has a question for you, Ed. Paul, go ahead, right ahead.
Well, benefits, what are the benefits for doing this is a wrong term. It's kind of like what's in it for me. I definitely know this is something I want to try to do and go through the process. I just wanted to know what's in it on the other end. What, you know, benefits do I have at the end of that?
Well, some people would consider the results to be very unbeneficial.
Oh, I'm sure.
You're not going to collect Social Security when you get to some age. Of course, if you're smart, you'll realize you won't collect it anyway because
right.
You're running out of money.
Right.
There is a certain amount of freedom and restoration. There's certainly a restoration of your rights. You know, of course, most people think they have them, so it's hard to have an intelligent discourse with somebody who's living under the illusion that, oh, they have all their rights intact.
Right. What about taxes, income taxes, and all that stuff?
Well, if you're not a U.S. citizen, the tax law does not apply to you.
Okay.
But as easily as that statement rolled off my lips, you better know why that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because, like I say, the problem with this stuff is that you can file the paperwork, but if you get into a tussle with some of the corporate officers, you better know what you're doing.
You
better know why you're
there. There's no lawyers involved, right? It's got to be me, right?
Pretty much you. Now, no lawyer's going to go down this road. In fact, I have a lawyer working on a case for me in state court because the statutory provisions of what they did wrong were so good, I didn't have to go outside of them. But, you know, you start talking to an attorney about, well, I've severed my legal relationship with the U.S. He goes, well, what have you done?
Yeah, right.
Why would you do that? Well, because I believe in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. I want it enforced in my life. The problem with it is today is if you go through this, any process to restore your rights and your citizenship, you're very alone out there.
Mm.
You know, what we really need to do is restore the republic for which that was created by our founding fathers and get these treasonous yahoos out of there.
Yeah, I'm for that.
Because let me tell you can do this, but living the life is one of constant education and diligence. You better know what you're doing and why you did it.
Paul?
Well, I'm looking forward to that package you're putting together, brother. That's all I can say.
We're working on it as hard as we can.
All right, man. Well, hey.
I want people to say this is a very complex issue. This is not simple. They made this deception very complex so that it wouldn't be easily exposed.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I just wanted to make sure, like, for instance, that the one of the benefits is just not me being able to not pay a traffic ticket or something like that, you know, on some small scale, you know. If it'll help me I'm not so much worried about me individually as it is towards the whole, you know, and how we can move to remove this criminal thing that's taking place.
Well, we're absolutely putting a hurting on the IRS and the tax code because so many people are getting educated.
Mm.
And numbers is the key and is the only way we're going to win the other part of this fight, which is restoring our republic. And, you know, I'm one of the few oddballs that says, hey, I want more decisions like what happened up in New London. You know, I want it to get really, really bad. Because that's the only way these people are going to be woken up from their slumber.
Yeah, that's true. Well, hey, man, I'll let y'all get on to other callers.
Thank
Thanks
you.
Again, y'all.
Thank you so much, Paul. Okay, Mike in Maryland, you're on.
Great show. I tell you, whenever we have this topic, there's never a shortage of callers.
Never.
And I want to thank Ed Waller. I got two copies of your book, and take a word for it, folks. He got those books out quick, so I appreciate you not dawdling on getting me the book.
Well, but, you called and ordered them from me because I buy them by the case, but I'm actually sending people to the website where Pete Hendrickson is set up to do fulfillment. I actually teach a course on cracking the code around here locally, and I'll tell you, we've had lots of success with it. People have had problems with the IRS for years. It all goes away.
Sure. Well, I still got your number, so can I call you up and find out when you're going to have the next course? Because I'm not too awfully far from where you live, I don't think. I live in Maryland.
Call me. Let's talk about that offline. We don't want to waste...
Sure, I understand. But listen, I want to make. Let me ask you something. So if I follow this book assiduously, I'll be able to get my income tax back for the past 3 years?
And your Social Security and Medicare.
And without any hassles, if I follow everything in here, I'll be able to do it?
About 1 in 30 gets a little hassle from them. But you could write a couple letters and persevere, and they will give in. We've had people in Arizona, California, numerous states also get back all their income tax.
I was listening to the program earlier at work, because I listened to it while I drive the truck, and I just went up to, I flew to travel, and I went up to a couple of people at work. I said, you know, we don't have a federal government. It's really a corporation. And they looked at me and just laughed like I'm crazier than an outhouse rat, you know. Because my credibility is not that great anyway, because I'm kind of the class clown at work. But but you tell the story, because I used to listen to Coast to Coast all the time and tell them about the stories there and stuff. So it's like you say, the first, well, I guess you want me to...
Mike, you want to hold over?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Okay, let's hold Mike over. We want to get everybody's 2 cents worth in, or 3 or 4 cents. It's all relevant today. Listeners, Ed Waller's our guest. Stay with us. Those of you that want to see that sighting about the federal corporation, go to my website, AmericanExpose.com, American spelled with a K. Secretary of the U.S. Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the International Monetary Fund and receives no compensation as governor from the United States, which is a federal corporation. You can see that right on the front page of AmericanExpose.com. And I'm not happy to say these things, but it's just the way it is. And we need to do our best. Mike, are you still with us?
I'll try to be brief here. Yeah. They've been covering this for the past year and a half or 2 years or so, and they had these two women on there that would cover it and a couple of other people, and they would sound very logical and very concise, you know, and I went through varying degrees of cognitive dissonance because I'm thinking these women are playing a practical joke on me. This can't be real. So the first year I kind of halfway listened through it and I'm thinking this can't be true, but, you know, now 6 months, so, I'm thoroughly convinced it's true. So eventually I'm going to go through this process, but this cracking the code is the first step. But if your people listening are new to this, just let it sink in and don't try to take it all in at once. And I'm going to try to get me a computer so I can study more on his websites and get a better handle on this, but I'm not going to jump in it halfway, you know. I mean, that's not the way to do it, like the one guy 2 or 3 callers ago. Apparently, he didn't go through the whole process.
No, when he started talking about writing contracts after reading Cracking the Code, he was, I don't know what he was talking about. There are no contracts. Everything you need to use inside Cracking the Code is provided by the IRS. You're using everything right to the letter of the law. So I don't know what he was talking about, but
Well, the best analogy I can make is it's like playing poker with a marked deck, and the guy in the sky that marked has the glasses to see which cards are which. This is a process that gives you the same glasses, so you won't be snookered. You know, it's only an analogy I can come up with. Well, I'll get off the air. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for calling.
Keep in mind, you know, Agenda 21 is 13 years into operation, and they're working in the local communities all over this country to implement these facets of Agenda 21 in this late date of 2005. So, you know, when we're trying to fight for our property and we don't own our property, and yet they're trying to put restrictions on our properties, they've got legislation in several states to put meters on water wells. Things are quite ominous now in 2005, wouldn't you say, Ed?
Well, time is very short, and I don't know how to impress upon people. You know, I always hear people say, well, I've been hearing since the 60s that, you know, things were going to fall apart, and it never happened.
Yeah, baloney.
Can you imagine the people in 1927 going, what? This is the roaring 20s. Things will never go bad.
What's a democracy?
Yeah. Oh, democracy. Don't even get me started on that.
Oh, and we're getting it crammed down our throats so fully now. And you've got people out there that should know better.
You would think, but we've been asleep at the wheel. The educational system has absolutely been usurped to make sure that people don't know what's going on. They can't critically discern the information that's given to them. And so it worked.
Yeah.
The master plan worked.
Let's move to Dale in Texas. Keep in mind that number, 800-313-9443. And the pledge drive number, 800-724-2719. Hello, Dale. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. This is a great show. Can we move back a little bit? You were talking about y'all had a cure for the cold or something that could cure it in 4 hours and
sure. Einstein College of Medicine patent called blood electrification. Works great.
Oh, okay. It's blood electrification?
Yep.
Where can I find that on the Internet?
I don't know. I keep the patent around. If you'll go on ncrepublic.org and send me an email or just notetyranny@bellsouth.net, I'll be happy to send you a copy of the patent and some information.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, Dale.
That was easy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, everybody has their directions, and more power to them. We move to Bill in New Jersey. Bill, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Dolph.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Waller, I was going to ask you about the UCC, but I got a gist of sort of what you feel about this, but I want to ask you a question anyway.
Sure.
You're familiar.
Remember, I gave you my opinion, not anything but that.
Okay. You're familiar with the individual master file, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, can you tell me what point in time that individual master file is created?
My understanding is it's created commensurate with your application for a Social Security card.
So in other words, when I got my Social Security card, I got mine at the age of 14, and they created a master file for me.
Correct.
Right? Now, as I understand this master file, it does not have on it the type of occupation you might be doing at your present time, regardless of what age you are. It has an occupation on it that could be what I have heard, because I haven't got mine. I asked for it, but I never got it. It could be oil business. It could be drugs. It could be all kinds of strange things that are illegal.
Not illegal. Are taxable activities.
Well, if they got me down as a drug dealer, that's illegal, isn't it?
No, not drug dealer. Drug manufacturer, as in prescription drugs.
All right, well, if I'm not in that, how can they put that in there?
Because here's the deal, okay? The tax code as written and the computers that administer it as implemented are 100% legal and constitutional.
How did they pass law to do that?
Well, okay, you didn't hear what I just said. The laws as written and the computer code as implemented are completely constitutional. So therefore, to have the computer kick out a notice of deficiency or check for your 1040 form, they have to put you in there as something they can actually collect a tax on.
Well, then here's the way I read this thing, the way I see it.
Okay.
It goes back. It's that file right there, that individual master file, has to pertain to an entity called a straw man. It cannot pertain to a God-created person, or whatever you want to call that person. Man, okay? It can't do that. It's got to go to that straw man.
All right, but all that straw man is a legal relation. You can call it what you want, but it's a legal relation.
Well, in the Black Law Dictionary, they don't have a straw man that I know of in the Bouvier's Dictionary. And all your constitutional and your Bill of Rights issues up to the first 10 amendments to the Constitution come out of Black's Law. Or, excuse me, out of Bouvier's, which has a different definition, probably, than what you got in Black's Law.
Okay.
So what are they talking about? They made you a corporation, is the way I understand it.
Absolutely. But, again, whether you call that a straw man, a legal fiction, whatever you want,
then how did
what
they do
you
it?
Have to understand is you have a legal relation to that entity. It's not the fact that it exists that's the problem. It's the fact that you haven't controlled the legal relationship that is the problem.
Well, now that's where, this is the way I see it. Government over you through the straw man, but you can do it, reverse that. You over government through the straw man. Now that's where this UCC business comes in at, I understand. I don't understand the whole thing myself. But it sounds rational to me that our whole system has been turned upside down. And as George Gordon once said, you went from a status to a contract, which we did have status.
Keep
but
in mind,
nobody told us, nobody wrote me a letter, nobody told me anything that if I took that Social Security number, all this stuff was going to come down on my head.
Well,
okay,
just,
you?
But in Remitter, 1869, the Supreme Court said, hey, all the law was out there for you to read and understand. You are presumed to know the law. It's the only way the system can work.
So what in all essence is, we were born into a lie.
It's a deception, absolutely.
Well, you know, to go out there and tell people, uneducated people, that you should have did this and you should have did that, It's craziness.
It makes you come off as a conspiracy kook, doesn't it?
Well,
yes,
that's why you got representatives for up there to take care of all this. So what did they do to you? They shoved it to you. Instead
that's
of protecting
correct.
Your rights, they took away your rights, and they're taking more through the Patriot Act.
And they're taking, but again, they're taking the rights of U.S. citizens, not citizens of the U.S. of A. You've got to understand there is a clear distinction. Okay? All that stuff they pass up there only operates on citizens of the U.S. of A. And I want people to understand there's a distinction that the Title VIII absolutely provides for duality of citizenship, that there are two types. There's a Supreme Court case in the 30s where they ruled about the differences between the two. And that's why I don't want people to be angry. What I want people to do is get educated so they understand what happened, and then we can go demand the remedy as a collective group because we have right and title to the remedy.
Well,
but if we all go run, you know, saying, let's hang them, let's lynch them, they're all a bunch of evil, yes, they are, but it's too easy to go after you as a kook.
Yeah.
You take that approach.
And that'll happen, too.
I realize that. And a lot of people do make that fatal mistake. They say a lot of things they shouldn't say.
Now, you're Dale, right?
And make a lot of statements. My name's Bill.
Bill, okay. You're Bill in New Jersey.
Yeah, but the thing I don't understand is that, well, I've been, look, I'm 66 years old.
And
I fought them off for a long, long time. I started this in 1974. They finally got into my Social Security check, all right?
Which is absolutely illegal and not provided for.
Well, even after that last, I think the Schultz case, they never come up with no
court order.
Court order.
Yep.
Okay. So, I mean, I got to go through a process now trying to get it. Now, if you're a different kind of processes. But they have got the money in their hands. That makes it harder, I understand. Once they got the money in the hand, that makes it a little tougher for you. If I was working out here in the private sector, it'd be a little different story. But since they got it. But, you know, I've been doing this so long. I got so many books on all this stuff that it's almost virtually impossible to how would you want to say, you know, understand it all. I understand a lot. But the thing that got me the most was this, when the first one I heard of this individual master file, like John Cottmere brought this out where I could halfway understand it. And he showed how to read these codes in there. And I'm saying to myself, how can somebody create something? You know, I mean, look, I'm a construction worker. They want to create a file for a construction worker. Fine, I understand that. Not for something else. So everything they're doing illegally. So anything that's done illegally can't be right.
There are absolute frauds in the IMF, and I'm working with some people here in Tennessee that are gathering a huge database on that, and they plan on going after some of these. There is an audit trail within the IMF to know who changed various records.
Right.
Okay, so what we want to find out is, right, where's the audit trail lead? Who changed the records? Because we want to bring them up on criminal charges.
When I talked to Joe Bannister about a week or so ago, I asked him about the individual master file. He explained a little bit about it, and he said he's seen some changes in it where they did some dirty work and stuff like that. But I just wanted to know what to give them the right. One, before I go, I want to ask you one question.
Yeah.
Do you know of anything about the United States of America being incorporated in the state of Delaware in 1986?
I've seen those records, and unless I traveled there, like I got a buddy out west who has on his credit card and has the papers, he is incorporated as State of Washington.
Uh-huh.
All right, so until I see who the executors are on that incorporation, until I see more research about what that is all about, I can't get excited.
Yeah, well, I went online. I got the papers. I got it.
Okay, who are the shareholders? Who's the executive?
Well, I haven't got that part of it, because if you want that part of it, it's going to cost you money.
Right.
And to do that, you're probably better off if you made a personal visit to the Secretary of State's office down there to try to get it. Because I got this one time, but you know what? I tried three times after that, and I could not pull that up again.
Yeah, I went there not too long ago, and it wasn't online anymore either, which pretty much tells me it's the wrong people, the bad guys who have it. But look, we know they're incorporated. I've seen the papers. It's from 1871, U.S. Inc. How much more do you need to know? They are a corporation. It says it in Title 28 and Title 18.
Okay, now, this is what I wanted to ask Mr. Bannister, and I didn't get enough time.
Bill, we need to move on.
I wanted to ask him one simple question. When his paperwork, when they went to prosecute him, was it the United States of America versus him? That's the way I usually see it. United States of America versus so-and-so. Now, what I was going to ask you was, why didn't you ask which United States of America? Was it the corporate United States of America, or is there a legitimate United States of America?
Well, that it brings up a whole huge can of worms that I'll pass on for now.
But not according to the U.S. code.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Thank you for your call. We've got to move to Bill Dan in Texas real quickly, and we'll wrap up with Dave in Arkansas. Once again, we're with Ed Waller, and certainly you know very well that he's part of ncrepublic.org. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Just fine, Chris and Mr. Waller. Several of my questions have been answered while I'm on hold, and I just want to. I can email you through your website, Mr. Waller.
I don't know if my email address is on there, but if you send it to John Ainsworth, he will forward it to me. I've got to get Danny to make the change to put my email address on there. But if you go to ncrepublic.org, there's an email. You can get it to Ainsworth, and he'll forward it to me.
Okay, and Chris, if you get to where you can get in touch with Joe that's blind, can I email you to try to help get in touch with Joe?
Certainly.
I'm near totally blind.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's not computer active, I want to get him that way.
Wonderful.
And I'll help him get that way.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Appreciate it.
It takes a village.
Oh, I hate that word. Shame on you. Don't ever say that again.
That's the right way. It's very true.
I know. I agree wholeheartedly with you on that. Dave, how are you? Dave in Arkansas is back.
Hello, Chris, and hi, Ed.
Hello.
Let's correct an error regarding the IRS's individual master file.
Okay, let's do that upon our return from the last commercial pause for the Free Enterprise Cause for the National Intel Report for today, the 4th of August, 2005. Stay with us, listeners. As we wrap up this broadcast with Ed Waller today, I'm Chris Gerner, filling in for John Stadmiller, happily so. Dave, you've got the floor, my friend.
Yes, sir. Chris, I happen to have the IRS's 6209, that decoding manual. The only time that an IMF is created is when one files a 1040 form, period.
What does that mean?
The individual master file that the gentleman was talking about earlier.
Well, what does that mean to the Secretary of the Treasury? Put it that way.
Treasury of what, though? But, I mean, that's moot here. He was talking about the individual master file was created when one applies for a Social Security number, and that's just not true.
Okay. We stand corrected.
Each tax year is a separate module in the IRS's system of records. And an IMF, individual master file, is only created when one files a 1040 form. And that's it. There's also a business master file, but we're talking about just individual people here.
Okay. Well, they go in and tamper with it and create a bunch of fraud to make you liable for taxes, though.
Well, if you're going to argue the Internal Revenue Code misapplication of law, I wouldn't even mess with the individual master file. Yes, it has been proven, but actually it's moot. And
I don't use it. I don't pay attention to it myself, but obviously this gentleman had some questions on it.
Right. Well, the obvious, if you really want to learn about the IRS, go to Paul Andrew Mitchell's website, supremelaw.org.
Yep, know it well.
And hit 31 questions and answers about the IRS, which has been filed into 6 and now 7 court cases. Okay?
What's that website again, Dave?
Supremelaw.org. Awesome mm-hmm. website. And there is where you're going to find the Federal Zone cracking the code of internal revenue. Paul Andrew Mitchell's book that he first published in 1992. And the current edition on his website is the 11th edition of it, which can be downloaded and checked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would read Paul Pete Hendrickson's Cracking the Code first because it's about 1/16 as thick.
Well, here again, too, I think there might be some copyright infringement there.
No, they're totally under. I know the issue you're dealing with, and Pete Hendrickson's research is all his own, so there's no issue there.
Right. Well, in my opinion, Paul Andrew's research has never been refuted.
It hasn't. It can't be, because he took it right out of the law.
Right out of the law. That's exactly right.
The problem is that the judges know the IRS has files on them, and they are absolutely afraid to challenge the IRS to a large degree.
Right. Well,
that's why they'd much rather have a jury involved where the jury can be blamed for the IRS losing.
Well, procedure. I will hark on that forever. Procedurally proper and correct court rules applied. And, yeah, McBride, that judge down in Texas that railroaded Dick M. Cannon, needs to be scraped off the bench. And as I understand, that there are impeachment proceedings in progress by attorneys to do that.
Dave, I appreciate your thoughts and your information. Ed, thank you for being with us today, Ed.
Chris, good to spend the time with you.
I enjoyed it immensely.
Have a good one.
Thank you very, very much. And listeners, stay tuned to Republic Broadcasting as the beat goes on. That Donation number 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. Good evening, and God bless you all.